A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Membeis, Nida 42A, pagination is 83. We'll start about 10 lines from the top, towards the end of a line. Ba'aminei Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna me'Abaye. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna asked the following question of Abaye. Poleta Shechva Zera, a woman who was intimate with her husband, and she now emitted some semen from that intimacy. Roa havya onoga'as havya. Is her tuma based on an experience that it's considered that she herself emitted, it's an emission? Or nogas havya, is she simply coming in contact with this liquid, and that's what's causing tuma? Is it real personal? That's called roe. She saw, she had an emission. Or nogas, she came in contact with it, and that's what's causing the tuma. Now, one of the easiest segues to get us into this topic is a pasuk in Chumash, Parshas Yisro, at the time of Maimed Har Sinai, the great revelation at Sinai, where the pasuk says, Perek Yutes, chapter 19, pasuk Tes Vav, verse 15, Vayomer El Ha'am, he said to the people, Hayu nechonim l'shloshes yamim, be prepared for 3 days. Something momentous will happen in 3 days. Al tikshu el isha. Don't come close, meaning don't be intimate with a woman. Rashi tells us, what's the significance of these 3 days not to have intimacy? Says Rashi, Kidei sheyiyu anoshim tovlos layom ashlishi, so that the women can go to mikvah by the 3rd day, v'tiyena tahoros l'kabel Torah, and they shall be ritually pure, no interference, so that they can also be there to receive the Torah. She'im yishamesh toch gimel yomim, because if we were not to observe this separation of 3 days, and they would have intimacy during that time, so the man has done his emission, and he walks off, goes to mikveh, and he's good. But the woman, shema tiflo ta'isha shechvasera, maybe she will have such an emission from the fluid that's within her, from her husband. La'achar tevilaso, after she goes to mikvah, she'll certainly go to mikvah the same way the man went to mikvah, but it's not going to help her. She'll have an emission afterwards. V'tachzer v'titman, she'll become tamei again. Avo misha shoasa shlosha yomim, Rashi continues, but when she's waited 3 days from the last intimacy, kevar hazera masriach, the zera that's within her is spoiled, it's no longer viable, and therefore doesn't have the status of shechva zera to cause tuma. Ve'ina roi la'azriya, it's not fitting to cause a conception. Ve'tahar militame esapoletes, and therefore it's ritually pure in terms of that it will not cause her tuma. So this concept of 3 days is a pasuk in Chumash, in one of the most heightened moments of the Jewish people's existence. This is a very important section of the Torah, something we would like to be able to translate every word, etc. And this is one of the statements. Hayu nechonim l'shloshes yamim al tikshu el isha. Be prepared. 3 days from now, there's going to be a momentous occurrence, and therefore intimacy was forbidden. So let's get back to our Gemara. We want to understand what kind of tuma is being caused if the woman emits this liquid. Is it an emission, Or is it no different than if this liquid was sitting somewhere and someone would touch it, that there would be a degree of toma, they would have to go to mikvah. Paleta shechvasera roa havya, is it like a sighting, like an emission, onogas havya, or is it like contact? Nafkamina, what's the difference? Three differences. Let's work this through. Number one, listar. If she is counting towards cleanliness, is this merely an external tumah? She came in contact with something that made her tameh. Or is this something very personal that she had an emission and it's going to affect her days of counting? She's going to lose a day because of it. Listar, it'll contradict a day of her counting. That's the approach that says it's a personal emission. Ulitami b'mashahu, a second difference between these two approaches. Will it be metame even in the smallest amount? We know that an emission is even the smallest amount, just like nida is even the smallest speck of blood. If it's an emission, it doesn't matter how much, smallest droplet. If it's tuma, external tuma, like a carcass type tuma, so then there's a certain amount that has to be present to be the sheer tuma. And finally, letamei bifnim kivachutz. We mentioned, I believe, in the last session, that tumas beis hastorim, if the tuma comes in contact with an internal part of the body, it will not cause tuma. It's only the exterior of the body that contact causes tuma. So this shechva zera being within her, it makes it deep within her and then starts coming out, dripping out. As long as it's still within her body, if it's an external toma, it will not be metame. Whereas, if it's a personal toma, an emission, then we've discussed, just like by nida, emitting from an inner part to an outer part, even bivisara, still in her body, is going to cause toma, so too the shechva zera would cause toma as it's emitted, even if it's within her body. And the fact that she wipes herself externally and says, there's nothing here, so my going to mikvah is still valid until there's a new emission, that doesn't work if we're viewing it as a personal tumah. Skipping down a bunch of lines, we're about 10 lines up from the wides. Omalei roa havya. The response was, it's viewed like a personal emission. Indeed, the Rambam in Avos HaTomos, Perek Hei Halochates, writes, Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha sheshimshu, man and woman who were intimate, Shneim Temeim, they're both going to be classified as ritually impure. They would require mikvah. Ve'eino isha temeya mishum no gas b'shechvasera. The reason the woman is tamei is not because she's coming in contact with the shechvasera. Shenegias beis hastara meina negia, because touching on the inside of the body doesn't cause tuma if it's a negia, a contact type of tuma. Ela, rather, hamishameshes harehi kiroa keri. The woman who was intimate, it's like she saw keri, just like the man has an emission. This is an example of the woman having an emission. In Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam addresses the topics of our Gemara. Ha'isha shapolta shechvazera, a woman who emitted shechvazera, impolta osa besoch shalosh onos, if she emits it within three shifts, hare temea kiroa keri, she's considered the same as a man who had an emission. Lefikach soseres yom echad, and it will remove one day from her count, because there's a personal tuma over here. This is not just touching a dead body or touching a carcass that's external. Umetame bekol shahu, and like we discussed in the Gemara, if it's considered a personal tumah, even the smallest amount causes tumah by an emission. It doesn't need a specific kezayis, a certain amount, in order to cause tumah. And finally, afal pi shelo yatza lachutz, even though it didn't come out, but once it moved itself from where it was to a new location, v'igia levein eshinayim, to come to what's being defined as still inside the body, but beis hachitzon, the external part of the internal, tameya, that's already going to be tamei, shayre shechva zera kidama, shechva zera operates like blood of a woman, madama metama bifnim, just like blood makes tuma while it's still in the body, similarly, the shechvazera will be metame her inside, and we have resolution on the question that was posed. It is considered roeh, it's considered a personal type of tumah. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.